All right. Those of you who've never been exposed to me before should already have been able to figure out that I'm Ty Hoffman, but I'll say it, or I just did say it. We're here for LSC 322, Fundamentals of Ecology Laboratory, which I've never taught. So that's why the website is not complete. That's why the syllabus wasn't up there until just today. And it might be that the syllabus will be changed. But that's really always true in any class, even if I did know what we're going to do, which I don't yet, really. I'm still learning what we're going to actually be doing in here. We're not really doing anything here today, though. We're just talking about the course itself, so it should be quick. I know that at least 9 of you have been to this website. Is there anyone who hasn't been here yet? Okay, well, that's good and bad, because if you've been here, that's good because you follow the instructions to go there, which Blackboard tells you. But if you're among the 6 that have been here, according to what you just told me right now, but have not yet submitted the rules consent form, then you are not following those instructions, because this website tells you you need to do that immediately. In fact, immediately is all caps. So you do that by tonight if you haven't done it already. If you've already done it, I don't need another copy. You'll know whether you've submitted it successfully by going to Blackboard and looking at your scores. If all your scores just say rules consent must be submitted, that's what that means. So you won't get any scores until you do submit that, but get it out of the way tonight. Since this is a lab class, I still need to go over the standard safety speech, although it's not really the same as a normal lab, I guess. Well, it largely is. I'm supposed to point out the safety aspects of the lab, like the eye washes at every sink that you should use. I don't know what you would get in your eye in this lab, but they're there if you need them. There's a fire extinguisher over there in the corner. You should not exit through that way, by the way, even though it says exit. In a fire alarm, you should exit where you come in. And we should meet, after you go downstairs, we should meet near the bike racks that are next to the library, south side of this building, and just wait on me. If you break anything in here, you need to tell me, not only for safety's sake, if you break a piece of equipment or something, let me know immediately so we can deal with it. Don't be afraid to tell me you've broken something. And if you hurt yourself, you need to tell me as well. But this should be, compared to chem labs or other biology labs, a safer experience. We won't be using many chemicals, and if we do, I'll talk about those on that day. But we're meeting here mostly. Wait a minute. Before I get into that, I still need to demand that you wear closed-toed shoes in here, just like in any other lab. So to get credit for the day, you need to do that. I'll check your feet, because the safety people make a big deal about that. So at least bring closed-toed shoes with you if you don't want to wear them all day. We won't be sticking just to this classroom. There are some times when we're going to be outside, so you should dress appropriately for that as well. Probably not going to be a big demand for goggles, but we have goggles here. You don't have to go buy any. I don't think we'll probably even use them. So the safety is pretty... It's not a very hazardous laboratory. We just happen to be in this room. We do need to have you, though, everyone here, sign the standard assumption of risk form. Plus, you also need to sign a field trip form. And probably almost everyone here has signed the assumption of risk form before, which, by the way, is not properly labeled. They both look identical on this side, but when you're signing these, you're signing you're stating that you've read the reverse, by the way. The reverses are different, though. One of them is for field trip. One of them is just the standard risk form. But I will probably post the text of those on the website, just in case you've never read the... Technically, you're supposed to read the field trip thing completely before you sign it now, but anyway. And feel free to if you want to, but I'll post the text of that whenever I remember it. Speaking of witches, I need to post a lot more stuff to my website, obviously, especially the stuff dealing with the next meeting. In the middle of the night, about 4 o'clock tomorrow morning, I need to leave for Illinois for a funeral. Not mine. So I won't be back until Monday, but I'm going to do as much work as possible remotely, so hopefully I can get stuff posted for you to look at least for the near future. I won't have probably everything posted for the term yet, because I have to figure out what's there. But look, just keep an eye on this website anyway. You should check in every day or so just to make sure no announcements have been posted that you haven't read. But eventually there will be PDFs up there for you to download and to read and to prepare for incoming. This lab is unusual for me in that you don't have the laboratory quizzes the second you come in, like in all of my other laboratory classes. You'll already have done the quizzes by the time you come in. Well, if you want credit, they'll be Blackboard based. So, also, and that's another reason I need to get things posted as soon as I can, because that includes every meeting from now on, or you should expect a quiz to be due before each meeting. So, I'm not sure when that quiz will be posted, but it will appear on Blackboard. And the moment I do post it to Blackboard, I'll also put an announcement on my website so you know it's there. And it won't take all that long to do, but I want you to have as much time as possible to start it. Just make sure every week that you give yourself time to finish that Blackboard quiz before you come in. Because, yeah, the due date and time is the beginning of class. I mean, that's a strict cutoff, 3 o'clock. But it takes more than 0 seconds to get here. So give yourself plenty of time to have it completed and still get here on time. Because I want you to show up on time. The live quizzes, for which I penalize you in most of my classes by the minute, are good incentive to get here on time. We don't have those here, which means that technically you could show up late and not really be penalized, but I don't want that to happen. Especially because, like I said, we're not always going to stay in here, or we're not even always going to meet here. So be punctual, even though we're not going to have live quizzes. Let me bring up the syllabus a bit. I don't know how much we need to go over because, well, definitely read this whole thing if you haven't already. But notice that there's nothing to buy. Everything that you need as far as text will be provided in the form of PDFs. But there will be some times when you need to read maybe relevant chapters in a ecology textbook, not necessarily the one that accompanies the lecture section here this semester. But I mean, is anyone not in the lecture section here right now? Have you already taken it? Okay. Do you still have a textbook? Okay, cool. So it looks like everyone has an ecology textbook. That's good, because you might just have to look some stuff up as part of the preparation for a week, but I'll always point that out. Another reason to keep track of the announcements page. But you don't have to purchase any textbook or manual or anything. Things will be provided. Probably the main thing you want to know about is how you're being graded, the assessment. Well, readings you're not really being graded on, but you need to read the readings in order to do well on the other bullet points. There's no test. There are quizzes, of course, but no overall test at the end. There's various kinds of writing that you're going to have to do in here, and that's really the bulk of the work is writing in terms of effort for the 1 credit hour you get. But you should be used to writing from like Cell Bio if you took it, has some writing in it as well. Not all of the writing though is a full length laboratory report. There will be some short write-ups. There will be some worksheets, which are, it's not really writing, it's completing a worksheet. I mean, there's writing in it, but it's not long, drawn-out writing. There will be a couple full-length papers, though. And there will be some partial papers, meaning, just like in Cell Bio, a section or two of a paper rather than the entire paper. So keep an eye on the schedule, which is what the table below that paragraph is all about, to know what you're in for in terms of dates. I really recommend setting up calendar reminders right at the beginning of a term so you don't have to remember to look at this thing. Give yourself a week ahead of time for each major thing so you know what's coming up automatically. All of the writing in here, unlike Cell Bio, is individualized writing. Even though you're going to be working in groups. So while you're here, or even on field trips, you'll work in groups. And even for the project, which notice is the final bullet point in the assessment, the independent project. Independent doesn't mean individualized. Independent means that you come up with it. All right, so you're doing your project as a group, whatever group you choose, and 4 is a good size of the group, but it could be 3, could even be 2, but 2 gets kind of hairy because then we run into quite a few presentations to be given because you're going to have to present for part of your independent project. So, since we have 15, it might be good to have groups of 3. Whatever you want to do, is 3 or 4 is a good group size. Anyway, you are coming up with an idea for an independent project as a group, and you'll be working together, you'll be obtaining data together, so that any given group will have an identical datum set. Right, all the individuals will have the same data. You will work those data up in the form of a presentation, a slideshow presentation, a PowerPoint that you'll be delivering to the class once we get to that date. That's at the end. That's part of the points for that independent project, but you're also going to present the data in the form of a full-length paper, and that you do individually. So it's really important to realize that you're working together, but you're definitely not writing together, except for the writing involved in the PowerPoint slideshow. Okay? Feel free to talk things out. Definitely, I want you to do that. But when you get to writing your independent project paper, write every sentence from scratch from your own brain. Okay? I don't want to see high similarity between the papers of within a group. So that's 1 of 2 full-length papers I think there are. The other one is elsewhere. The rest of them are not full-length papers, or they're not even papers at all, but it's all encompassed within that writing umbrella. Let's look at the point distribution. See how much these things are worth. The quizzes that you need to have done before you come in, which is why they're called pre-laboratory quizzes, will be Like I said, you should expect one every week. There might be a week when I choose not to give one. However many there end up being, they'll combine for 12%. So the fewer I end up giving, the more valuable each one is. But almost certainly it will be one for every week that we meet from now on. 12%, pretty good chunk of your grade. And this is its own grade, of course. I mean, this is not a combined grade with lecture. So that's not anything you can blow off, 10-12%. Write-ups, 18%. Those are the short write-ups. And I think there will be 5 of those. I can't promise, but probably 5. Complete lab report is just the single paper, the one of the two complete reports, not the independent project report, but just the other one, is 12% just by itself. So that one full-length paper is worth all of your quizzes combined. So do well on that and start early on it, early as possible. There's only going to be one time when you have to submit field notes. I think the third week or so is called a walk in the park. That will be our first field trip. And you'll need to make field notes, but, I mean, you're not going to hand them to me immediately. You need to make field notes while we're in the field, but then you need to submit them in a kind of a standardized form that I'll give you a good example of as one of the PDFs that I'll give you eventually. So that's, how much is that, 5%? But you're not going to, even though we do go out in the field like 5 times, even though the field a couple times is just this campus, you're not going to give me field notes for points each time. I expect you to write things down, but you're not going to be handing those in. The worksheets are the things that are just probably the easiest things to complete in terms of writing. But notice that those combine, and I think there's going to be probably 5 of those as well. That'll be the first thing that you'll hand in, because there'll be a worksheet for the upcoming meeting. But anyway, those worksheets, 5 or so, will combine for the biggest chunk. Almost a third of your grade will be those worksheets, which is good because I expect those to be a little bit easier than the rest of the things to do, and hopefully those scores will be good. I don't have a feel for how these scores are going to be since I've never taught this, so I don't want to lie to you. There are a couple of weeks where we don't actually meet as a class, but that doesn't mean you don't do anything that week. For 1 week, for instance, in the schedule, I have it listed as just working on your independent project. So that means by then you should already have a project. Don't put off the independent project until just a couple days before it's due. I'm sure that happens, but I'm hoping that it won't happen because it makes for lower scores, I'm sure. But anyway, there's also a consultation about independent project week where we're not actually meeting in here as well. And that is just individualized, you letting me know how things are going, what you're working on, any problems you might have. And that can be a face-to-face thing, which is why I say make an appointment. But it's also possible to do that by email if you really prefer. Anyway, that's way toward the end of the term. Just realize that that's one way I'm trying to make you not put off thinking about the independent project until right before it's due. Hopefully, you start thinking about an independent project right from when we first go to the field trip on the walk in the park, which is on the 10th of February. You know, try to come up with some ideas then, talk it out as a group, but you don't necessarily have to have a real good idea that day, but it makes sense to start thinking about things as you're out looking at things. Is there any type of assessment I haven't talked about? Oh, well, the proposal for the independent project is only 1%, but 1% is 1%. That can make a letter grade difference. Speaking of the letter grades, it's a standard scale with pluses and minuses. Same as I use for any other lab class. Now, on the days in which we leave campus, which I guess there's three of, we're going to have to always go to the same place each of the three times, because I need to go to the same place Chad goes so that we can get equipment from him, because our section is right after Chad's section and we only have so much equipment, so he needs to hand off the equipment to me, that which means we need to go to wherever he goes, and he always goes to Piestewa Peak for all three of these, which is fine. It's also good because that way you only have to know where one thing is to get there. But the whole point of me bringing this up is to tell you that you need to get there on your own. There's no school bus. So, and that's actually part of the field trip policy. ASU's official generalized field trip policy is, I think it says, we should not advocate carpooling, as it implies that we somehow have received potential drivers, reviewed potential drivers. I'm sure there's going to be carpooling, though. If you don't have a way to get there, you're going to have to resort to carpooling. But is anyone going to have a problem getting to Piestewa Peak, which is the only place we'll have to drive to? Okay. So we just need to do that three times. The thing about that is punctuality there is even more important than here, because I'm going to have a little bit of leeway. You know, if you have a class right before this, which is perfectly legitimate, you're only going to have so much time to get there, right? So we're not going to be able to have everyone be there right at 3 o'clock. Which means we'll have to wait on people to show up a little bit. Plus, I need to cut the day off, the field trip off, a little bit earlier than we would normally stop, because you might have a class right after this, and you need to be able to get back. So that means the field trip days really aren't all that long. I mean, we don't have very much time to actually do this stuff. That might be good or bad for you, depending on what you're wanting. But don't worry about your schedule, other classes is what I'm saying. There's enough leeway for you to get there and to get back in time for any following class. But if you do have any problem, let me know about getting there, because it's really important to be there for those field trips. Two of the field trips are just going around the camp, going over the deserty type parts of the campus where there aren't buildings, so it's not far. But on any days we're out walking around, make sure you dress appropriately. Okay. What am I missing? I can't think of what else you might be concerned about. Any questions? Yeah. Yes, I'll have that well ahead of before we even go to the field, and which is the. Oh, I'm glad you asked it that way, because even though it should be explicit up here, I want to point this out. The assignments are listed for the week that they apply to, but unless it says otherwise, as you see down here, that assignment actually isn't due until the next time. Okay, except for this write-up, which I give you more time for, and the project proposal, which I actually didn't mention anything about. That's not due the next time, that's due that day. That's what you're doing that day. Okay? And then make appointment by this date. Everything else, all these written assignments, you have to give me by the next time we come in here, which means before we start. So I don't want to see you working on a worksheet that's already due when you come in. Have everything done to hand to me by that time. But that project proposal, which notice is a week's worth. That's another almost week off, although we do meet here. We're not doing any new material. All we're doing there, and this is another way to spur you into action as far as the projects are concerned, you are going to be telling the rest of the class, basically by groups, what you're planning on doing and how it's going. So you definitely have to have an idea in place by then, in order not to embarrass yourself. Anything else? Nothing? Well, should we adjourn? All right. I'll get stuff up for next week at least as soon as possible, meaning probably, hopefully, when I get home tonight before I leave in the middle of the night. So be on the lookout.